The Will Cain Show podcast is presented by Eno, the Capital One assistant. What's in your wallet?
This is the Will Cain podcast on ESPN Radio.
Do you know what excites me? I don't know what's about to happen next. No, I'm not talking about whether or not we remain on the air. I'm talking about in the next conversation. I'm going to do something totally risky. We are. We're going to put two people together that might not totally agree. Let's see if the world explodes. It's the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and on ESPN News, presented by Progressive Insurance. And you can join the conversation at 888-729-3776 on the Shell Penzo Performance Line. On that line now is former NFL player, frequent guest here on the Will Cain Show. It is former Baltimore Raven, Bernard Pollard. What's up, Bernard?
Man, I'm chilling. How you holding up? How you holding up, brother?
I'm good. Let's work through some stuff together, okay? Let's talk if we can. Does that sound like I said, hey, here's a 72-ounce steak. Let's see if we can get through it in the next few minutes, you know?
I mean, exactly.
There's a lot. Bernard, I guess, listen, I've spent 2 hours today, and I'm going to just lay that out ahead of you, Tom. Talking about Drew Brees. I've probably said things that not many people are saying today. I'm pretty disheartened by the entire thing, but that's okay. Right. I just want you to know that at the outset. I'm not disheartened mad at Drew Brees. I'm actually disheartened mad at the reaction. I just want you to know where I am, but you know, having been on the show, not only am I open, I want to hear your point of view. I don't know what it is, but tell me how the Drew Brees situation landed with you.
Well, I think like a lot of other players, what he said and knowing and where I was shocked because he's in that locker room. This is no longer a person, a fan that is talking about it. This is no longer a person that really doesn't watch football, but they've been hearing about the kneeling and everything else. This is a player that's in the locker room, in the huddle. He leads the offense. He leads that. He's the face of one of the faces of the franchise. And he said what he said, and it's almost to the point where it's he's throwing other, because like a lot of other players came out and said, well, my grandfather served as well, but he came back to a different welcome. And so it's to the point where he's saying, I mean, I really don't care about y'all because that's disrespecting the flag because my grandfather served and I think about what they did and I know what the flag means to me or whatever it may be. Well, that flag doesn't mean the same for everybody because people, family members came back to some bull crap. And we all know that. We can't erase that. So this is what players are kneeling for those policies to change, for laws to change. And it's been stated from the beginning, whether right, wrong, or indifferent of how you feel about it. It's not about disrespecting the flag. And that's where he made his mistake.
Okay, cool. I want to talk through that on a couple of levels. So Bernard Pollard here on the Will Cain Show. Listen, you probably know, Bernard, you've talked to me, you probably watched First Take through this whole thing in 16, 17, you probably know where I am, but I want you to know something. I get that is frustrating. Not just frustrating, but it seems being willfully ignorant. It seems being not a real member or contributor to the conversation. If you think or you're saying that Kaepernick's protest is about the military or about America or the flag, then you are either not listening or you're willfully changing it. And I get that's how that probably lands, right? That's what you're saying. It's right. Like, whoa, how many times do we have to say that's not what it's about, right? I get right. That's probably what you're feeling. Is that fair?
Yes, we can go deeper, but yeah.
No, I know it's deeper, and we're going to keep going on the deeper part. But I get it first. You're like, the hell? Like you said, you've been in the locker room. Have you not been listening? We've had these conversations. I feel like I'm beating my head against the wall. I'm telling you it's not these things, right? And I think one can understand that. I think I can understand that, right? But then there's another thing, which is that flag does still, even though you don't intend it, mean those things to me, either me being Drew Brees or me being Will Cain. And I think this is when we get the deeper stuff here. You, Bernard, say, yeah, but it doesn't mean that to me, right? Or hasn't always.
Correct.
Or doesn't completely. And then we get to this tough place where we have to look at each other and go, this thing has different meanings to us and it's deep to us both. So what do we do about that? And for Drew, all he said is, I do hear you on the underlying issues and I do want to be somebody that helps make the world a better place. but I can't quit feeling the way that I feel about the meaning of that flag.
Well, and I answer that with this, because and look, we open, we gonna talk, and we gonna, you know, this is how you are, and this is I'm an open book, and I'm gonna be real. So mm-hmm. one of the same things where so many people, and I'm gonna say, let's say white people, like I'm not racist. I've never been racist. I've been taught to love as you want to be loved, treat people like you want to be treated. But we have to understand, so many people want to throw out there, respect the flag, no one understand what the flag means. So many people want to say, okay, well, I don't know what it means, but let me fix it. So many people want to fix it. Right now, you can't, I don't want you to go in and fix it. And I hear so many people saying, well, he's giving back to the community. He's paid money. He's gotten the community this. Let me just be real honest with you real quick. That's a tax write-off, number one. I understand. I get it. That's money. That's a tax write-off, number one. Number two, I'm a believer, and I've always got in trouble with our marketing department. I don't believe when you go into a community, I don't need cameras with me. I don't want cameras with me. I'm not wearing a jersey because I'm not representing the organization when I step into the community. I'm representing Bernard Pollard. I'm representing my family. I'm representing my foundation, and I don't need a camera following me, taking pictures of me or people as I help. When I give, when I help, I do, because I'm doing it from the bottom of my heart, because I love to. That's what we're called to do. That's number two. Number three, once again, everybody want to jump in and say, let's fix it. I don't know what to think. How do I fix it? I don't want you to fix it. Why don't you sit here real quick and take some of this pain, feel some of this pain? You got to feel this thing where so many black players and people of color are saying, don't try to fix it. Just listen. When you listen, when you don't try to fix it, you can understand and you can bear this burden with me. You can try to feel it with me, because now once you bear it with me, you have sat here with me and you understand. Now we can move forward, because now we can put it to action. And so many people are yelling, let me just fix it. How do I fix it? Don't try to fix it right now. Feel this pain. Everybody needs to see the anger, the pain, the hurt from all of the confusion, from the racism, this is embedded in our history. This is the problem right now. I don't need anybody to fix it. And I think that's where so many people going back to is, oh, he's helped this. He's done that. He's done this. Okay, you can still do that, but you still got your beliefs, and it's twisted. And I believe that.
Okay, I want to respond to both of those. Can you hang out for a segment after this, Bernard, so we can let some of this breathe?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Sir.
But we still have a few more minutes in this segment to deal with one of them. Let's deal with what I wholeheartedly disagree with you on, okay? And that's okay. I think it's okay. We'll see how you feel about it. But that's okay. Man, I could not disagree with you more, and I don't want to be emotional about either, about what you said about Breeze and what he's given away. Listen, I hear you on the cameras and the publicity. I really do. Like, I think things can be done in the quiet of night. They don't have to be done under the bright lights. That's not what gives them meaning. I do agree with that. But I don't agree with the tax write-off thing. And I'm a firm believer, Bernard, like deep, 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 that men should be judged by actions, not words. They should be judged by what they do in this life, not what they tweet in this life. And Drew Brees has given away $35 million through one foundation. In the last 2 months, $5 million to give away 10,000 meals a day in a state and a city that are primarily African-American. And if he didn't march lockstep with the message on Yahoo Finance, that speaks much quieter than the actions that he has done in this life. And I just don't want to live in a world where what's more important is how you tweet and what's less important is what you do.
Right. And I hear that. And I'm coming from a stance. And once again, so when I say that, I'm talking about a lot of players, but I hear you. But once again, this is where everybody, we don't know. I'm trying to figure out how to say this, because I don't want to come off as a but at the same
sorry. You can't get dumped.
I don't want to come off as a person just being whatever. I'm sorry. I got to watch my language. I don't want to come off like that. But I do want everybody to understand, players got to write this money off. When you're making a lot of money, you got write-off. That money got to go somewhere. And I'm not saying that he doesn't care. I just want to attack him from, what if? Because everybody wants to throw back, oh, he's giving to the black community. Well, okay, he gave it to the black community. Well, why do we got to talk about it? Why do we need to go off and sit there and publicize this and everything else? At the end of the day,
the reason is because of what I said. Judge this man on what he's done, not because you didn't like exactly what he said one day.
I hear it, and I think a lot of players. But once again, this goes back to same thing where some white people say, I'm not racist. Why? Because I got one black friend. I mean, we're almost like we're throwing it out there, like we're just throwing it out there. So I don't want to. I don't want to judge him. And I'm not. I'm not judging. Drew and I went to Purdue. I don't know Drew. Drew don't know me. We say hello when we see each other. Other than that, I don't know him. But I do want to say we cannot just throw that out there when he makes the comments that he made. Once again, this is the man that's in the huddle. This is the man that's in the locker room. So for him to say that, as so many players came back and said, my grandfather fought in the same war and he came back to hell. He came back to bullcrap. So you're saying that your grandfather or that flag was whatever for your grandfather knowing, and then you know that flag was whatever for my grandfather, but for you to say you disagree because we're disrespecting the flag, I think that's completely wrong. I just don't agree with it.
I get you. Okay, you're going to hang out. We're going to have some disagreement. I want to address something else you said. I wrote them down, your points. The other thing you said is let's not move to the fix it. Let's talk for a minute or sit and take this situation. Don't just try to move to the fix. I want to talk about that if you'll hang out when we come back in just a moment here with Bernard Pollard on the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card. That's why we created Eno, the Capital One assistant that looks out for surprise credit card charges like overtipping, duplicate charges, or potential fraud, then sends an alert to your phone and helps if you need to fix them. Another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So at Geico, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now it's our turn to share with the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
It's the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Still hanging out with former NFL player Bernard Pollard here on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. You there, Bernard?
I'm here, baby.
All right, I want to make you feel better about something first. You're not the only person to get dumped today, okay? I've gotten dumped today as well. Now, I still take an issue with them dumping me. I think mine was perfectly fine, but they say by Disney standards, my words were not appropriate either. So you and I together, we have both been dumped today. That's the first thing I want to say.
Well, that's good. I had to apologize to Pat, so I'm good.
Well, and that's the second thing. Since we are prone to some curse words on the Will Cain Show, not unlike you, we've developed euphemisms, okay? I'm just going to share a couple with you. Like, the words you tried to use, we have turned into Rick. So, you know, I don't want to be a Rick, right? Okay? You can probably guess what that's a euphemism for. A tool, we use that instead of another word, which I wish I could say, and I don't understand why that one's totally off limits, but you know a tool's a dude in an Ed Hardy shirt usually. And then, what's our other one, guys? Oh, ass. You can say ass. So that one's cool. Let that one fly. Okay. I'm right? You didn't dump me, did you, Pat?
No, but we'd prefer if you didn't say some of that stuff.
Okay, all right, fine, okay. Ground rules have been laid. Bernard Pollard here on the Will Cain Show. Okay, man, I want to get back to this moment you gave us just a moment ago. You said you're frustrated with everybody trying to move to a solution, to focus on a fix. How do I fix this? How do I fix this? What's the solution? I think it's a legitimate question, by the way, Bernard, especially when there's protests in the streets. What's the identifiable goal? What's progress? What's a solution? And you said that's frustrating because right now you need to sit and I think your words were take this pain or listen and absorb what's going on. Why is searching for a solution frustrating or the wrong thing to do?
So Will, when that question is being asked of black people, you know, we quickly, we have to sit here and say, okay, we've been, people of color have been protesting for years. And so when we protest, everybody's going, okay, what's going on? How do we fix it? We tell you how to fix it. And there's no change. We're continuing to see so many men and women being killed, being mishandled, being mistreated. And so it's one of those things where the only way, and let me say right now, and I'll tell you, Will, because I've told so many other people, I don't agree with the looters. I think that's a distraction. I don't agree with the violent protesting. I think that's a distraction. But at the end of the day, this is so much anger, so much pent up anger and pain and hurt and just being fed up, like literally being fed up with all of this. People of color are tired. So when we're being asked, well, how do we fix it? Oh, wait, we've been asked that before. We told you equality. We told you we need things to be fair. And so many, I had to let a dude know on Twitter, you want to, while you ask me this, then now you want to come back and go, well, you know, I mean, we just don't understand it. We don't know, you know, that's trying to be done, but it's nothing's happening. For people of color, we have got, there has to be change. We understand it. There has to be, as far as I said, laws, as far as I said, policies, those things need to be changed. And in effect, our president, I mean, dude, the mess that's coming out of his mouth, there's not going to be any change, any fixing with that bullcrap leading our country. We can't, there's no fix with that. So your question is hard to answer all of that. And that's why I say just sit and embrace this pain and sit and understand it so you can understand as for everybody to move forward to take action.
All right. So I hope you'll hear me out, Bernard, because then I want you to respond to me. I believe the reason, and I think you're right, it's frustrating that we end up in the same place. Like, we did something like this in 2016, probably not to this scale, but we had these same conversations. There was stuff in the 1990s, there was stuff in the 1960s. And make no mistake, we've made progress from those points, but we are still here in the same place. And here's what I think about why that is, okay? And you're not going to agree with all of it, but that's why we talk about it. One, I think that you're right. Okay, there's got to be listening, because what this is the point of the listening. It's to validate and acknowledge your life experience, because, you know, what you've been through is what you're talking to me about, your firsthand experience, right? And that's racism you've experienced. And to acknowledge it is the first step. My frustration or my worry is racism. And I had a caller, it was a black caller earlier in the show, say there's always going to be racism. And he's probably right about that. I think we can reduce it, but it's done at the individual level. And I don't know that we will do away with racism in a tangible way through protest. We can only do that through an individual introspection. Like, each and every human being has to really look hard at themselves. But how do we get back to a place where we don't have the problems that we can actually solve? And I think that is why we have to push for a solution, Bernard. Like, or we're going to be back in the streets in 5 years. We're going to be back, you know, or 4 years or whatever it's going to be, right? And to me, I think that's productivity. So, like, what do we need to do? Well, I don't know. We need to talk about reforms in community policing, or, you know, how to police accountability, body cams. These are all things, by the way, that some of them have been embraced. And for what it's worth, the killing of unarmed black and white people over the past 5 years has gone down pretty dramatically. It's gone down. And I think body cams and awareness and accountability all contributed to it. But that's the point I'm getting at. You know, racism has to be acknowledged, listened to, and heard, and worked on at an individual level. And systemically, we're going to have to define solutions, or we'll end up in the same place, is what I think.
Well, I agree 100% with you. I think, you know, when it comes down to the policing and the police brutality, things of that nature, I still say, and I still believe that they are, you know, when it comes down to police brutality with people of color, they are quicker to jump on black people than they are white people. When it comes down to the convictions and everything else, I mean, these guys aren't getting convicted. These guys are being let go, or they're getting off with a slap on the wrist. When we look at it, I mean, let's just talk about the situation here with the guy kneeling on Mr. Floyd's neck. Now, this guy, what, had 18 write-ups or whatever it may be? How is it that he even got to pass two or three. You know what I mean? Like, when it comes down to these officers, why are they not
Bernard,
when they're born?
I'm going to give you one answer on that real quick. And we don't know all the answers because we don't know the investigation yet. But we do have to acknowledge, like, at some level, unions do play a role. Like, you can't just fire somebody because there's union protection.
Right.
Like, that, I mean, you want to be real about why some of that happens? It's the same reason sometimes bad teachers aren't fired. Same reason, same thing applies to cops, you know? There's bad a lot of things, and some of them have built-in job protections.
And, I mean, once again, that has to change. So this is what so many people, this is where people of color are arguing, because we're tired of seeing our men, our women thrown around being, you know, they're getting harsher punishment, they're going to prison quicker, they're, you know, we're seeing things that makes no sense. And once again, as a black male, as a black man, I have gone through things, I have made it through, but I am tired of seeing it. And you have people where they get to a point where they start lashing out, like I said, the protests, the rioters, all this other stuff. It just, it gets hard. And it's hard to watch, continuing to see people killed. Seeing that man die was, we watched two men die on television from video cameras. We heard about them busting in the lady's house and killing her. They said it was awful when they went to go, when they took her to the morgue or whatever it was. She had so many holes in her body. And then you locked her boyfriend up for protecting the home because you came in unannounced and then tried to charge him with a thing, but you dropped it. So we're seeing things like this, and it's just to the point where we're like, okay, well, hold on. This is why the kneeling is happening. Mm-hmm. And it's hard for people of color to continue to do it. And then once we kneel, silent protest, now we have people coming back and go, okay, well, you're kneeling during the national anthem, so, you know, you're doing something wrong. And then when you have other players that are in the locker room saying things about it, we only talk about Drew. Let's not talk about the Fromm stuff. When you're saying things like that, like, it's just like, now we got so many people speaking out and saying things. You look like, how are you thinking like this? And you're surrounded around nothing but black players. How do you say these things? It's going to come to a, it's going to come to the light.
Listen, Bernard, I hear you, man. I really do. I want you to know that. It doesn't mean I agree every step of the way on every single thing, but I truly believe this country is going to have to deal with our disagreements and find the things we can. I truly believe, as you mentioned, George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor. I think this country, if you look around, agreed on all of those things. And I think there's a lot more of people out there who will see solutions together. But if we tear each other apart on, you know, did you cross your T's and dot your I's? Drew Brees, did you say something wrong? I'm not talking about Jake Fromm, which I'll highlight the audience on in a minute. All that, we will spin backwards, not forwards. But I do think there is some reason for optimism on if we're willing to listen to the fact that we might actually have some agreements underneath. That's what I think, Bernard. Anyway, I always appreciate talking to you, man.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me, brother.
Okay, I hope we do it again. It's Bernard Pollard, former NFL player here on The Will Cain Show. Coming up, me and you, 888-729-3776. It's The Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio.
It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school, or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. We're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
I'm fairly confident, whether or not you like me or you hate me, this show is unique. And over the past week, as this country's engulfed in flames and ridiculously heated conversations over race, you don't have any forums, specifically in sports media, where you can hear all points of view come to bear. I'll have my opinions and they will be strong, and I will open it up to you to tell me where I'm wrong. If you go back and you listen from Monday now through Thursday, I think you will find something unique. I'd like to think something better. But what I know is something that many in this country want and need. Go get that. On Demand, the Will Cain Podcast, brought to you by Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong with your credit card, sends an alert to your phone, and helps you fix them. What's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Let's continue with that by bringing you into the conversation. Jason in Alaska wants to lighten the mood. Jason, you are persona non grata around here. Be careful.
I hear you, man. First of all, I wanna say something. I'm gonna get to my point, but I'm gonna keep it light. But I'm gonna give a shout out to you, Yesterday, when all this broke down, you were basically the only one on ESPN radio that was kind of going against the grain. And I'm like, what is going on with Will Cain? All right. That was my initial thoughts. I've had time to let this play out. I've listened to you today, and I got to give you a lot of respect and a lot of credit for being a person of character to look at both sides of the situation, let people express what they're saying, and you not just taking the easy way out and going blame, 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 blame. So much respect to you about that. Now, lightening up the mood, this is a point I've been trying to convey to the public for a while now. It's in regards to fans, but it also relates to just what's going on in general. Everybody wants fans back in the stands. All the sports want it, and that's great. But my biggest question and concern is, and I don't understand why nobody's brought this up, is who's going to be able to afford to go back to sports? You know, some families, their vacation for the year is going to a football game. Well, a football game can cost in excess of $500 right now.
Jason, who's got
$500 to throw away?
You're failing at lightening the mood.
I'm sorry.
Did you think talking about an economic depression? You know what the sad thing is? You might be right. You might be lightening the mood by moving on to an economic depression. That's where we are right now, Jason.
I hear you. I got one more thing to say about the current situation. If what is happening right now happened pre-internet, and this is in relation to whether it was Drew Brees or whether it was anybody, the people's opinions come out so fast now, it's like a race car in a red light. And if you catch the wrong moment, you're persecuted instantly. If you had time to let things roll out and read it and think about it, I don't think some of the situations we're in nowadays would be the exact same, because people don't have time to consume and ingest what is actually going on. It's just, yeah. I don't like that. Go, 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 go. So I think we're kind of a victim of our own.
I got you. All right. I appreciate the call. This is what I would say, that I can tie that all together. You started with appreciating my point of view or my perspective on things. What I would tell you is a lot of people think I'm contrarian for the sake of contrarianism. I'm not. What is the issue is there's just, I'm going to be real about something that's not very charitable. There's just not very many people who do this that are very good at it. And that's just the truth. All right. And so the easiest thing to do is to go with the flow. And what it means is you just have to be more selective about who you choose to listen to. That's how it works. Because we're not going to be able to change the fact that we have immediate reactions. So that means you have to change who you choose to listen to in terms of what are their immediate reactions. That's how it's going to be. The world's not going to slow down. It's only going to speed up. But hopefully with that process, what you do is you choose people to listen to in the immediacy that have something to actually add. Jay from Kansas. What's up, Jay? You're on the Will Cain Show.
Hey, Will. How's it going?
Hey, man.
Hey, I really have a problem with you keep bringing up Drew's charitable donations, as I know this isn't what you're trying to do, but an attempt to almost buy a pass. I agree that, one, I do think it is partly for tax, but I don't blame him at all. But there's another figure in sports that donated an excess of $20 million to the NAACP, over $100 million over his lifetime. And yes, in the scale, he's at a 10 and Drew Brees is at a 3, but he was banished from his sport for saying some very insensitive, I mean, just outright terrible things. And that's Donald Sterling. So the donations, really, it's the action of saying it. In my opinion.
I don't really understand the point, Jay. I appreciate the call. I'll try to keep this between the lanes, not get into the ditches and get angry about it. But if you want a world full of people who say the right things but don't do a damn thing, you've got your wish. If you want a world full of people that know how to tweet but sit on their ass and do nothing, you're getting there at 100 miles an hour. If you want to look at Drew Brees buying 10,000 meals a day for people in the state of Louisiana, 30% of which are African American and 60% of which in the state of the city of New Orleans are African American, and say that is a tax write-off and they're buying a pass, feel free. But you want to live in a world where people don't do crap, but say whatever it is that makes you feel good. Are there rich people who are bad people? Yes, there are. Are there charitable write-offs on their tax ledgers in the past? I'm sure that's the case. But I would ask you, I would just try, Jay, to put it to you, to be a tad bit deeper and a tad bit smarter, to try just a little bit harder than to analyze whether or not somebody did something, no, strike that, said something in complete agreement with whatever it is that makes your endorphins fire. When you sit and consume cable news or sports radio or Twitter, and have that nice little tingly feeling down the back of your neck of somebody echoing your sentiments. Ask yourself just a little bit deeper, a little bit smarter. What about the man who stood there and handed out blankets after Katrina? What about the man that gave $5 million a week into an economic crisis from a pandemic? What about actually doing something in this life? You want a world full of people who say stuff but don't do anything? You're winning. I think you are, but I won't go with you. Men are judged by character and action. Weaklings are judged by tweets and their quality of agreement with you. Strength is being able to deal with people of disagreement. And intelligence is looking at the complexity of a human being and asking yourself, in the grand scale of things, is this a speck in his eye? Or is this a real indictment of his character? For me, actions will so outweigh words on the scales that they will tip off the table. And I'm off for a commercial break. It's the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Mike from Maryland, what's up? You're on the Will Cain Show.
Hey, I want to say first, Mr. Will Cain, I definitely appreciate your show. I listen to you a lot. I very rarely find myself in total agreement, but I applaud your effort. You asked the gentleman that was on with you earlier today, and I didn't hear all of the gaps, but I heard you ask him why hurry and get to the solution, and I just want to give you a little food for thought.
Okay, Mike, I want to hear it, okay? We got about 2 minutes left in the show, so if you can give me in 60,
no problem.
So we can
It'll
have
be
back
quick.
And forth. Okay.
No, quick. It'll be quick. One of the problems that you have is when you have citizens and people in relationships and things go wrong, the air of dismissiveness causes an air of non-trust. So when you look at the history and the problem that many African-Americans and black people have in this country, we don't always want to talk about the extreme. The deaths that occur at the hands of police is the obvious, even though we very rarely get the redress of the grievance. What we've been trying to talk about is the day-to-day that many African-American men go through, and when it's dismissed so quickly, we're not necessarily in the mood to gloss over it. So before you can get to a solution, you first must ensure that you've heard the problem, because if you don't understand the problem, and it can't be only when it's extreme situations like this that arise, that you want to listen. There have been countless times where people have tried to express concern over things that may not hit the news. But when they're constantly dismissed and treated as folly and fairy tale, you will then get people who are very distrustful of having an honest conversation and a possible solution that's workable and real. So, again, I applaud what you're trying to do. But just the air of some people who are trying, and I'm originally from New Orleans. I love Drew Brees. And I was in the military. The problem that one would have, like a person like me who comes from a family of law enforcement and military, there should be room for people to understand a disagreement and not just blanketly say, this shouldn't happen this way. So that's part of the problem. But again, I applaud you. I appreciate you. And if you can, get some of your white friends to listen with an open ear and an open mind, and then work toward listening to not the whole, not the extreme, but just the day-to-day that others go through.
I got it.
Thanks, Will.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. I appreciate the call. We'll continue this conversation. We'll always keep it going as long as the Will King Show is on the air. I appreciate you listening. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Will King Podcast. You can listen to the Will King Show live weekdays at 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. The Will King Podcast.